Calling the Sedalia Pettus Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettus County's Errors Net. This is KF0ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Alpha Romeo Quebec, your net control station for this evening. My name is Don, and my QTH is in Sedalia. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? Hearing none, if during the net any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purpose of this net is to exchange information and promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Are there any club announcements at this time?
W0VK.
W0VK, you have the net.
Good evening, Don and the group. Don, you sure sound good tonight. Repeater sounding awesome. And just want to say thank you for grabbing the net. Wanted to just basically convey that we've got a lot of stuff coming up here. If you wasn't able to make the meeting, we missed you. We wish you'd have been there. We had over 30. More probably going on 40 folks there, but there were some faces I didn't see, so we missed you, and hopefully you can make the next meeting. But just want to let you know we got a lot of stuff going on. We got the Scott Joplin special event that'll be coming up. We've got Field Day that's coming up. We got a POTA event that's coming up, and stay tuned. Check the website. A lot of stuff will be posted. A lot of stuff will go out to that email group. Those that were at the meeting, it was good to see everybody there. We had a good time, just like we always do, and it was just nice to see everybody. All right, Don, I'll be back to you, and I'll be checking in a minute. W0VK.
All right, this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically. Your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. Okay, at this time, we will take check-ins for in-and-outs, mobiles, portables, and short-timers. Go slowly with your call sign so I can get it. This old man's ears aren't that good, so he can get it wrote down. And try to come in with groups of threes. So at this time, we will start taking our check-ins.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo 0 Union Victor Whiskey Rinda and Sedalia in and out.
This is KF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot 0. India Hotel X-Ray, Lori in downtown Coal Camp, in and out.
This is WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0, Quebec, Charlie Juliet, Connie in Sedalia, in and out.
There's three good ones. We have WA0QCJ, it's Connie, KF0IHX, Laura, and KB0UVW, it's Rinda. That's three good check-ins. We'll take three more now.
Key. W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee, Leo Downtown Coal Camp, in and out.
This is
AF0, HYP, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
Well, there's three more good ones. We have KF0, HYP, it's Ryan, KF0, IHY, Leo, and W2SAM, Sam. Well, we got, we're going rolling good here. Now, come on, let's get three more.
E0, QYA, Kilo Echo 0, Quebec Yankee Alpha, Richard, Southern Pettis County, in and out.
KS0, TNW, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Tango, November Whiskey, Harvey, QTH, south of Stover.
KF0, Tango November Whiskey. I didn't get your name. Would you please come again?
Harvey.
Okay, and let's get one more.
Hey, Don. This is Brett, W0VK. Oh, Mike, up in Dresden, KE0UHO. He's been coming in. His signal's not real strong. He's getting walked on every time, but he has tried. You might try to call him, KE0UHO. We haven't got him on the log, but he's been trying since the second call.
Okay. KE0UHO, Mike, can you hear me? KE0UHO. I can't hear him, Brett. Anyway, we had three good ones there. KE0QYA Richard. KF0 Tango November Whiskey is Harvey. And KE0UHO Mike. All right, we'll go one more round for checking for in and out.
AF0QPI. Kilo Foxtrot 0. Queen Papa India. David, east side of Sedalia.
I got KF0, and I didn't get the last three. Come back again, please.
QPI, Queen Papa India, David Sedalia.
WA0, SDO, repeater.
One more. I don't hear anybody with on the in and out, so let's go with regular check-ins. We had 10 check-ins for in and outs. Let's go for regular check-ins. Please come now.
This is KY0P, Kilo Yankee 0 Papa, Dennis Sedalia.
All right, nobody else jumping in there. Go ahead, Dennis, KY0P.
Well, I enjoyed the meeting yesterday. We got a lot of things coming up, obviously, and looking forward to everything that we talked about. So, back to you, Don 73. You're doing a great job. KY0P, I'll be clear.
Thank you for checking in there, Dennis. All right, let's go with regular check-ins. Please go now.
W0VK.
W0VK, go ahead.
Hey, Don. Well, I'll tell you what. Had a great day yesterday after the meeting. Got a few things done and fiddled around a little bit. Let's see, what all, I'm trying to think what all I ended up doing yesterday. Today, got up and I did sleep in today, but got up and ended up going up to Kansas City, had some Arthur Bryant's barbecue, came back and with the XYL, went for a little bike ride on the Katy Trail, just got back. We went and rode about 10 miles, nothing too crazy, but took a little ride on the Katy Trail, and man, summer's getting here, gang, and it sure is going to be a nice one, so hopefully everybody can get outside and do something before it gets too blistering hot, but I think we got a really nice spring. I think the mushrooms are getting on the tail end side of things. There was a pretty big crop of mushrooms out this year. Buddy of mine, he always goes and gets a lot of them, and he said the last time, since he got more ticks than mushrooms, he decided it was going to be his last run. And them tick bites, they really affect me, so I don't go out there much anymore. But anyway, that's going on. Hopefully everybody got a chance to, if you like those, to get them. I'll tell you a funny one. So I was on the Katy Trail riding there last week, and this old gal was walking down through there, and you can tell she wasn't usually, you know, fitness type, you know. And she had her Walmart sack, had a bunch of mushrooms in it, and she was coming at me as I was, you know, I passed her. She was coming at me. Anyway, I seen that sack of mushrooms, and kind of just kept on rolling, you know, on by there. And as I got down through there, I started seeing mushrooms on the trail. And she had a hole in her bag. Anyway, I hate to laugh about it, but because I'm sure she got enough ticks to earn her stripes to get those things, but. She was losing the shrooms. Went down, and I came back, and those mushrooms were still there, and I just went on by them. But she had a few less than she picked. It's like I thought I had more, and she certainly did. I'm guessing when she got home. But anyway, she was gone by the time I got back there. But, anyway, just kind of a funny one. It's not really funny, but I guess funny for me, not for her. But, anyway, that's all I got, gang. Hope to hear everybody on the band this week. Get on this this repeater if you're not doing anything else. Pick that thing up, key it down, put your ID out there. Let's have a fun month here talking on this thing. It works real good. All right, back to you, Don. 73, W0VK.
Another little footnote to go along with those mushroom hunting. I seen an article on YouTube or someplace, anyway, it's been quite a while ago, and what people need to do when they go out mushroom hunting is not to use a bucket or a paper bag or anything like that, is to use an old onion sack and put your mushrooms in that. And as you walk along and you're jiggling, you're dropping spores onto the ground and replanting the mushrooms.
Well, I tell you, there's something to that, because I've got them in the yard here. There for a few years, I would, you bring them in here and you soak them and whatever, and the little stems and the pieces, small pieces, I would always dump it out there in kind of the same location, and I'd be darned if they didn't start coming up. And anyway, first couple years there, I just kind of mowed them and chopped them up, and just because there wasn't very many. And now, believe it or not, I got them here in the yard. So there's something to it. That's a good idea, though. Spread the word there on the onion sack, something like that. So, all right, good business there. Back to you, 73 W0VK.
All right, one last call for regular check-ins. Not hearing any. We had 13 check-ins, and the net lasted about 15 minutes. So, this is KF0ARQ, your net control officer. I'm going to be turning the repeater back to normal amateur radio use. 73s, and have a fine evening, everybody.